we have to, and the way that I read it, it does, drag victims who have of sexual assault, sexual abuse, into a bond hearing. A bond hearing is the first court date that a defendant is awarded. They're detained, and then bond is reviewed. That would mean that if someone has disclosed an unwanted sexual contact, and more likely than not, it's a child in the cases that I see as state's attorney. So this child has disclosed to a mother, let's say, for example, that they've had unwanted contact with someone in their life in a sexual manner. And that person, after that, the way that those cases work is that they're interviewed, and then the person would be detained. Immediately after that, this child would be required to come into court and to testify that the proof is great that this person did that. Can you imagine how traumatic that would be for a child to put through? To give you an idea, when we prep a child for trial, we spend days, and we spend alternative days, consecutive days, bringing them into the courthouse to make sure they're comfortable in my office, to make sure they're comfortable on the stand, to make sure they're comfortable in a courtroom setting. That's days, weeks, if not months of work. We're asking victims of sexual assault, children, mothers, to bring all of these people, fathers, families, to drag all of these people in within hours of disclosure in order to keep this person, or potentially not, in custody. Viewing that takes the rights of those victims and completely throws them out the window. It creates an absurd result for people who have gone through traumatic incidences, as the two state's attorneys who spoke before me indicated, on top of a sexual assault. We would be asking so much of these victims who have already bravely stepped forward and not allowing officers to come into the court and find that probable cause.